time for Gaza Corner, which we do every Saturday night around 11 o'clock. And normally I give a perspective about something happening in the Middle East. Could be Palestine, could be anywhere in the Middle East, or sometimes even the Balkans or the Maghreb, a perspective that is not normally exposed through the mainstream media. And I had planned to devote Gaza Corner tonight to the UC Berkeley Chancellor Dirks taking the rare action of suspending an academic course titled, quote, Palestine, a Settler Colonial Analysis, unquote. But he removed the course. It's banned now after apparently some 43 Jewish and civil rights groups complained, led by a Tammy Rossman Benjamin, who was the lead author of the letter to Chancellor Dirks. She's the director of the Amcha Initiative, which tries to identify anti-Semitism on college campuses. As far as I see it, she normally conflates anything critical, her organization, anything critical of Israeli government policy, anything critical of Zionism, anything critical of Israeli history, she equates with anti-Semitism, which is a shame. But I'm not going to talk about that one tonight. What I do want, I think it seems appropriate to take stock a little bit of Gaza Corner. It's been on the air for 6 years. And I want to share a few comments from listeners who value Gaza Corner and from a few listeners who would rather it be off the air. And maybe that might light a fire under some of you to not only contribute to Tangents at KALW.org, you're contributing to KALW, but supporting Tangents at KALW.org, but also mentioning it in the comments that Gaza Corner is meaningful to you, or you can also let me know otherwise. This is from Henry Knorr. This actually appeared in MondoWeiss.net back in 2014. He said, on Saturday evenings, KALW, the smaller and less corporate of San Francisco's two public radio stations, airs a terrific music show called Tangents. The host, Dori Stein, puts together an amazing melange of world and roots music, blues, jazz, especially hybrids that combine several of these genres. But what really makes the show unique is Gaza Corner, a weekly feature Stein added in June of 2010, just after the murderous Israeli attack on the Mavi Marmara and the rest of that year's Gaza Freedom Flotilla. It's every week at 11 p.m. He reads an article he's found particularly illuminating about the situation in Israel, Palestine, or in recent years, Syria or elsewhere in the region, followed by some relevant music, usually by a Middle Eastern artist. And the articles are posted at the Gaza Corner Archive at tangents.com. It goes back years. Also, the audio streams are at the Gaza Corner Archive. For Saturday night's Gaza Corner, this is a back to Henry speaking. While Gaza experienced, this is again 2014, July 2014, during the Israel's war in Gaza. Henry says, while Gaza experienced the heaviest bombardment of the current Israeli onslaught, Dori read long excerpts from a powerful prose poem called, quote, An Old Man and a Young Man in Gaza by Heathcote Williams, a noted British poet, actor, and playwright. That was from Henry Knorr. This from Rita Karuna Khan. Hey, Dori, thanks always for your show and especially for Gaza Corner. Your voice is ethical, clear, and important. Just want to affirm how wonderful it is to have your voice and vision on the air and to find another Bay Area station besides KPFA that reports on what's happening in Israel and Palestine. This from Jerry Geffner. He says, though I am only an occasional listener to your show, I have the deepest respect for your musical taste and political awareness. How about some kind of music show fundraiser for the people of Gaza? Perhaps other groups like Mecca, Middle Eastern Children's Alliance, or JVP, Jewish Voice for Peace, could be involved as well, question mark. We've done that, Jerry. We've already done that. We did a major fundraiser for the Edward Said National Conservatory of Music that has four branches throughout the occupied territories and also in East Jerusalem. And we raised over $6,000. And when it was received by the director, Sual Khoury, this is what he emailed to me, and I'm sharing now with you guys. He emailed this on December 31st of 2015. He said, "Thank you very much for this wonderful New Year's gift, which comes at a very good time when the Edward Said National Conservatory of Music is struggling financially. I am very happy that Ali Amer took part in this. He was a canoonist who played at the event. As we are always proud of our graduates, wherever they are, thank you also for the links of the radio broadcast, which I will listen to. I also hope that 2016 will be a bit better for the Palestinians and the rest of the region and the world. Thanks again for this exceptional gesture from yourself, your team, and your listeners." That from Sual Khoury, the director of the Edward Said National Conservatory of Music. And finally, this comment from Jeanette Kuhl: "A big thanks for all that you do, providing so much great music, and also the awareness you bring to Gaza, the Middle East in general, and human rights issues in the region." Oh, actually, one more. Susan Bergman says, "I love that you can discuss the issue of Palestine in such a coherent way. We need strong voices like yours. I feel so emotional about this issue that I find it difficult to discuss it with others, and I appreciate that you find a way to talk about these things in a way that people will listen." I also want to share with you some emails that I get occasionally from people who feel completely different than the ones I've just mentioned. Here, and I won't say their names because I don't have their permission to say their names, so I'll just say it from anonymous. Here's one. And again, these are emails directed to me. "You are one of the most biased people I've ever heard. Your sources are pure anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, news sources. It's also a shame that you use the music program to spew your racist Jew hatred." Here's another one. "I await your anti-Israel diatribe on Gaza Corner. I intend to use it as justification to KALW as to why, after 25 years of contributing, I am no longer a member. After all, there is already a Rush Limbaugh of the left, KPFA, with distorted quote-unquote facts. Your integrity is about on par with Bill O'Reilly. You would have made an excellent 1950s Stalinist apologist." Here's another one. "Not only are you a disgrace, but you evidently are a dumbass too." And then he links to one of the Gaza Corner segments. He says, "Unbelievable. You ought to go live in Gaza, schmuck." And the last one is one I got just very recently. I received a Bible. It said it was a Bible, but it wasn't a Bible, but it said it was a Bible. And the opening line of the Bible, I never knew this was could be an opening line, but the opening line of the Bible was, and I'll paraphrase, "Israel deserves to have borders that are defended." That was the first line of the Bible, not like, you know, God created earth. Or, I mean, it was like, and it was interesting because Israel doesn't even acknowledge officially what their borders are, but I don't want to go off on a tangent. So on the same day that I got that Bible, I think from the person who probably sent the Bible to me, or their so-called Bible, I got this email, and it's a very, very long email, so I will only read about, you know, one page worth. Reliable sources in the California evangelical community have informed us that they are shocked that you have been conducting a slander campaign against the Holy State of Israel and its holy Jewish people, singing the praises of Palestinian Islamic terrorists and engaging in a variety of other abhorrent activities. Their civil society call for our intervention against your bearing false witness has been heeded. Such naked mendacity on your part constitutes a disproportionate abuse of your ethnicity and puts at risk your American citizenship with its attendant benefits. Review by our investigations department of the evidence submitted in your dossier clearly reveals that the reckless views you have adopted on behalf of the enemies of Israel are obscene and racist. Moreover, and more to the point, they are a gross provocation to the sensibilities of our 200,000 worldwide membership of devout Christians who are enraged by your having deliberately stoked the fires of anti-Semitism in the public domain. I want you to realize that your irresponsible behavior is unforgivable. Zionist Israel is a revolutionary microstate whose existence has permeated the world with universal morality and laid the foundations of international law. Israel, in fact, maintains no occupation, that's in quotes. In the 1967 War of 6 Days launched by the Nazarite imperialists, it recovered parts of the Holy Land included in the League of Nations mandate illegally occupied by the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan and Egypt, namely Judea, Samaria, and Gaza. These lands are designated by the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by international law as the patrimony of the Jewish people. On the basis of the above evidence, it is my solemn duty to inform you that our ecclesiastical court has issued an edict inscribing you as a slanderer of Zion and a terrorist collaborator. And I'll stop the excerpt there, but I think you get the gist of it. There is a Gaza Corner archive. You can judge for yourself what Gaza Corner is or is not. Go to tangents.com, click on the Gaza Corner archive. Audio and articles are there. When you contribute to KALW, and again, the only way to do it tonight because our phones are not working, you can do it at kalw.org, and this is the time to do it to support Gaza Corner and Tangents. There is space for comments, and you can write what you would like. And you can also be anonymous. And this is your last chance to contribute until May of 2017. So I would love to see folks step up and put Gaza Corner in the comments. I really would. And it's not just about providing a political perspective that isn't heard very much in the narrative that tends to blanket American media, but I also play music from the Middle East a lot. Probably, I would guess I play more Palestinian and Arabic music than maybe anyone in the Bay Area, and I probably also play more Jewish music and Israeli music than anyone in the Bay Area. To me, it's the music that counts, and that is the bottom line. I also play a lot of Bedouin music and klezmer music and on and on. Tonight, I'd like to play a Palestinian oudist by the name of Adnan Joubran. I'd like to also dedicate this to Lisa Escherich, who at the most recent Tangents party with Guy Buttery told me she got turned on to Adnan Joubran via Tangents and Gaza Corner. So Lisa, this is for you, and you can support Gaza Corner and Tangents at kalw.org. Thank you. Thank you. music right there for Gaza Corner tonight was from Adnan Jubran, inspired by Lisa Escherich, who let me know that she was a fan, and I thought, yeah, let's get some Adnan on. He is a part of the famous Jubran brothers, and he's the most tangentially cross-pollinating of the three brothers. That one had a little bit of tabla, Indian feel. That was called Never Been There. We also heard La Danse de la Veuve, which is the dance of the widow. And it's the CD called Borders Behind, Borders Behind. All of the music that you hear is available in greater detail at the Tangents website if you click on the KALW playlist as Harry Weller. I actually tripled his salary this year because he does a great job. He got 0 times 3 this year, so he's feeling good about himself.